there's a little story that I just have to tell, which is that getting that money from Nesta was incredible. And Alison did the work along with the other community volunteers to make that a reality and to get that money. And that was huge. That was absolutely huge. But when I remember when they went to the sort of, there was a shortlist of 50, and then those organisations all had to go to the sort of away day thing. And they were asked to put themselves in size order. And there were organisations from, you know, massive city councils. And the smallest of all the organisations was the Mill. And the fact that the Mill got through that process, I think there were only 17 that were funded in the end, just spoke to how extraordinary the idea was, how extraordinary the people involved were and are, and the audacity at the time of taking an empty building and turning it over to the community. Because it's become something that's recognised now as something that's a possibility and something that councils will consider. But then it wasn't, and it was considered very high risk, and lots of paternalistic politicians up and down the country didn't want to give these opportunities and would rather just sell the buildings or knock them down or leave them to rot. And actually, ideally, the library would have stayed open. Ideally, there would be public sector workers staffing it, but when you've had hundreds of millions of pounds taken out of your budget, that's not the reality. So at least these buildings stay open, and at best they are run and led by extraordinary people and used by extraordinary people.